thank you.
And this is General Galen Shaw in for an ailing Phil Henry. That was an ailing Phil Henry you just heard there. As we present the Phil Henry Show, hosted by me, General Galen Shaw.
And I'm Margaret Gray. What are you doing waving your hand around?
I'm going to give you the cue.
Too late now. You snooze, you lose.
I snooze, I lose.
And I'm Bud Dickman.
I'm Robert Leonard. And you heard from Margaret Gray, so...
Oh, General, don't get bent out of shape, all right? I mean, there is a specific way. I don't know that Phil really wants you to vary that much from it.
Well, he didn't say don't vary. Hold on for a minute, because I've got a belch. Okay, at least I warned you.
God almighty.
Yeah, General, you try and do that another time.
Another time, huh? No time like the present. Anyway, welcome, folks, to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. This is General Galen Shaw, at your service. And for the next few minutes, next hour, I don't know how long we'll be here, but we'll present to you
the very best.
Yeah, the very best show.
You're all kind of nervous, huh?
I'm not nervous. The very best show that we possibly can. Now, we have a couple of guests for the program today, one of whom you've never heard before. We're very happy to bring on Daryl Bakeman. Is that correct, Robert?
Yeah, Daryl Bakeman, Special Forces. He was like Zeta Force. And like that.
What is Zeta Force?
You mean Delta Force? No, he said it was not Delta. It was like Zeta. It's way, way up there.
I've never heard of Zeta Force, but then I haven't been in the military for a long time, and I don't pay a lot of attention to it anymore.
Don't you keep up on the various, advances?
No, I don't. I could care less. Of course, I talk to my buddies and guys that I knew, and I always am very happy to see the United States flag and the military uniform of a member of the U.S. Army or so forth, but I don't pick up the magazines and newspapers and all of that falderall and stay current, because I could give a sweet J.C., you know?
Yeah, I can understand that, General, after being at war and everything.
You know, one of these days, Bud, I'm going to explain to you how very much you remind me of someone who's been in a war, specifically a guy who's taken a mortar round to the face.
That is not funny at all.
I didn't think it was.
So I take it, are you saying I talk funny?
No, not at all. Jesus.
Yeah, I think that's what he's saying, man.
Now, Daryl Bakeman is going to be is that right, Daryl Bakeman?
Yeah, Daryl Bakeman on Zeta Force.
All right, Daryl Bakeman.
What? I have to figure out what this Zeta Force is.
It's a force. God damn.
Don't you talk to
me. Hey, wait.
Phil doesn't want that.
I'll talk to you afterwards.
Yeah, what if I leave early?
Yeah, if you know what's good for you, stick around.
Hey, he doesn't want any more of these fisticuffs because his insurance doesn't cover it.
Well,
I don't know what that means.
It means if you two get into it and you break each other's skulls wide open, Henry gets sued, which you'll probably do, and he'll lose everything.
I wouldn't sue him. I guarantee that.
Oh, sure. Phil, if you're listening, I wouldn't believe that.
Oh, are you kidding me?
You're telling Phil not to believe me.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm doing. Problem with that?
No.
All right, and then we will have Vernon Dozier on, and he'll take a look at the coaches in the Super Bowl coming up on Sunday. Of course, you have Bill Belichick, who is...
Is it Belichick or Belichick or Belachick? Because, now seriously, General...
Oh, Margaret.
No, seriously, because this has been a question all week. Some of the people that I've talked to, not all of us football fans, all right. But we notate in the name Belichick, it could be Italian, it could be a Spanish or a Spaniard-driven name. You know?
What do I mean, Spaniard-driven?
Well, what I mean by that is, it is not Spanish, but it is it's leaning Spaniard.
What does that mean, leaning Spaniard? I've heard of a lot of descriptions.
It means that...
But I've got it.
Yeah, but you're not doing it good.
You think you can do it better?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
If the name is it's a Spain name, you do it.
It's a Spaniard's name. No, it's not a Spaniard's name. How do I say this?
You can't say it. It's either Spanish or it's something else.
Yeah, it's probably something else.
All right, then it's Italian. Belichick. But that's the thing that hangs me up, the chick. Anyway, we were analyzing the name. We think it has a romantic language roots. Okay, General?
Yes, I'm listening.
Well, no, you weren't. You were glancing down.
Sorry, I just want to see what's on the schedule here.
Well, then you're not listening to me.
I apologize.
Now I have to start all over again.
Holy...
Hey, watch it, homeboy. Belichick, is that his name?
Yeah, the name's Belichick.
Bella, B-E-L-L-A?
No, it's Bill. It's I thought it was Belichick.
Belichick.
Beesh. I'm sorry, I had to do it.
I've got to make a notation every time you do that.
Yeah, Phil said we had to.
Oh, yeah, and what's he going to do with that?
He's just, he wants to keep track. Every time you belt him, he wants to know about it.
Every time I belt him, he wants to know about it.
That's right.
So that is all I've got to say about that, and I'm not going to react anymore to this monkey over here, and you guys have fun.
So Margaret Gray will analyze the name Belichick. The guy's name is Bill Belichick.
Oh, now it's Belichick.
Man, why don't you guys look it up or something?
Here it is here. It's spelled B-I-L-L-B... Well, wait a minute. It's B-E-L-I-C-H-I-C-K.
Oh, it's Belichick. Oh, all right.
What are you getting Belichick out of that?
If we go back again to the Romantic roots, I think it may be something Eastern European. I think it might be Romanian.
Well, you know, that makes sense because football, American football, seems to have been started by Eastern Europeans or those coal mining types that came out of those countries.
Well, now, why do you say that?
Well, because the football started in Pennsylvania, where they had a lot of coal miners.
It started in Pennsylvania where they had a lot of coal miners. Well, that doesn't follow.
It does follow, Margaret, because if you look at the early names of professional football, Brakowski, Bertowski, Bronco Nagurski.
Oh, I see. No, so that's why. Oh.
Yeah, because they had a lot of Polish people and everything. And Polish people are good. I mean, they're good people, but they're better if they just run their heads into a wall or so. I guess. I don't know.
That is so racist.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Well, I wouldn't say it's racist. It is ethnically insensitive to the point of ignorant. It's an asshole.
Yeah, man, it's ignorant all the way.
All I said was the Polish people are good people, but...
They're better off running their heads in the goalposts. That's what you said.
Well...
Go ahead, apologize for it.
I'm sorry.
All right. Because we make mistakes in life doesn't mean we can't go back and correct them. This is General Galen Shaw here along with Margaret Gray. We have with us, of course, Robert Leonard, Bud Dickman, and filling in for Phil Henry today because Phil is under the weather. Now, he told me on the phone that he woke up sick yesterday, that he felt okay today, but he said, why don't you go ahead and take the show, see what you can do with it. I'll give it a listen. Who knows? You know, you may be a regular fill-in host.
Wait. He's never talked to me like that.
Well, I don't know, you know.
Yeah, well, maybe Mr. Henry likes General Shaw better.
Phil, if you're listening, and I know you are, you and I are going to have a long talk. I'm going to forego beating his ass.
Well, Miss Gray.
No, not Miss Gray anything. Phil, if you're listening, and I know you are, you and I talk after the show. I'll forego beating its ass. I'm Margaret Gray.
But I don't know why you applaud that. She said she was going to...
Well, she said she'd forego it.
Well, that is true. And our very first guest here today on the show is a guy by the name of Daryl Bakeman. Daryl is a member of the United States, or a retired member of the United States military. He has been retired for a few years now, was a Special Ops, Special Forces, highly trained and sophisticated covert operative, working in conjunction with the intelligence services of the United States, as well as the allied branches of the United States Armed Forces. It was in this capacity that Mr. Bakeman embarked upon a number of highly dangerous, covert, secretive, and top-secret missions on behalf of the United States in neutralizing this country's enemies. It's a very impressive resume. I'm going to bring him on the air right now. He's talking to us from Disneyland. You're at Disneyland, is that it, Daryl?
Yeah, I'm at Disneyland right now.
Okay, and what are you doing at Disneyland?
I'm here just to enjoy it and to enjoy the rides. I enjoy going to Disneyland. I enjoy being here and being on the rides.
Are you with a member of your family? Or?
No, I'm by myself. I just got off of the Matterhorn, and I think I'm going to go over to Dumbo. Not really sure. Did anybody recommend anything there?
Yeah, you know what you got to do?
But that was right in my ear.
Sorry, you got to go to Space Mountain.
Space Mountain, huh? I saw there's a pretty long line for it, but okay.
All right, well, then, while you're enjoying yourself at Disneyland, Daryl, why don't you talk with us about America's readiness against the allied enemies in this world, against the our sovereign state, the United States of America, and what has been going on, what kinds of missions. We, of course, know about, in recent history, the taking out of Osama bin Laden, and a great many other kinds of missions like that. What were you involved in, if you could tell us?
Well, I can't be specific, General, as to what the missions were. They were multi-folded, and they spanned a great many years. I was jumping out of helicopters. I dove out of jet planes.
You dove out of a jet plane?
My God, that's a craft that goes very fast.
It does go very fast, but you have to learn how to do it. And that takes a great many months of training. And I also was involved in a very covert, secretive submarine mission where I got on a frogman suit and went outside of a submarine.
We're talking here with Daryl Bakeman, a former special ops soldier, highly sophisticated. Tell me how you might approach armed conflict with North Korea. We know that President Trump and the North Korean leader both are sort of rattling sabers. What do you think of that?
Well, I think it would be an extremely high-risk operation. I think the percentages and probabilities would be very thick with inexactitudes. I know that I would like to do a very swift choppering in and leap from the chopper without what we call bagless, and that is with no parachute. Now, that's done very simply like this. You come in, swoop low with the helicopters, and leap out of them onto the turrets and gun towers there of the North Koreans, surprising them and scaring them, because you do this wearing a lot of facial paint, sometimes wearing masks that will startle the soldier. And if you leap from a helicopter with no parachute and then you land and you look at the soldier and you have the mask of some frightening, some ghoulish-looking face, the soldier will scream, as many Asian soldiers do.
Now, let me just get all of this straight here.
What do you mean, as many Asian soldiers do?
The cliche is that they do. I don't know that they do. The film Godzilla and a lot of those.
Yeah, Godzilla. You know, there's a lot more recent movies coming out of Japan.
Oh, I know that, but in the movie Godzilla, you can hear them go, ah! And that's where I advise foreign governments. That's what I tell them if you're dealing with Koreans. But let's just push that aside.
Yeah, those Koreans are not Japanese.
Well, you got me on that one, okay. But you know if Zilla enhanced himself for a move toward the Korean peninsula.
What does enhanced himself mean?
Moved into attack mode.
Oh, you're asking if Godzilla attacked Korea?
I am asking if Godzilla attacked Korea, but I'm putting it in the military terminology so that you PUD paddlers...
All right, now that's the first, kind of inhospitable and not nice remark you've made.
I don't have to be hospitable. Stop my show.
Well, I appreciate your candor there, Daryl, but by the same token, I don't like you insulting members of my staff. Now, having said that, it's obvious you know your stuff.
Better believe it. Now, I don't want to insult anybody, but I've got so much knowledge, I don't know what to do with it anymore. The U.S. government trained me. They trained me very well. They trained me to be able to snap. I could snap a neck with just two of my fingers.
You could snap what kind of a neck?
A human being's. That kind.
With two of your fingers?
Yeah, that's right. I would be able to just lift someone's head. Just with one hand, I could lift you off the ground by your head and then just do a shot put move and your head would come off. I mean, this is what I was trained to do. This is what I was meant to do. I don't even know myself anymore, the stuff what I do.
We're talking here with Daryl Bakeman. Daryl is, by the way, at Disneyland. And where are you, Daryl? Have you gone over to Space Mountain?
I have not gone to Space Mountain. I went on the Matterhorn one more time because I don't know if you've ever been on it, but I enjoyed how neat it is to be in a mountain, and then they showed the abominable snowman, and that was great.
Well, yeah, but you want to go on a real roller coaster, don't you?
I don't care. I want to go over to the donkey rides, but they won't let me.
What do you mean they won't let you?
I asked them, where are the donkeys? And they looked me up and down and said, okay, we know where this is going. No, you're not allowed. I said, is there donkeys? And they said, maybe there are, maybe there aren't. But you'll never know.
Who are you talking about?
The people that escorted me from Base Q, which is my area.
So you have people from the military with you. Is it the Army?
I'm not at liberty to say.
You're not at liberty to say if you're in the Army or you're just a member of this highly proficient covert force.
Yeah, that is correct, yeah.
So it's Daryl Bakeman here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show talking about his time, talking about different missions he's been on, jumping out of a helicopter, although that wasn't a mission you were on, was it?
What, you were talking about the direct jump, going bagless?
Yes, that's correct.
No, we haven't done that, but that, I did recommend it to Sergeant O.K., and he relayed it to General Starch at O.K. Command. But I felt that we needed a real quick hit and run, and if we could leap from helicopters with crazy-looking masks and war paint and disorient the Koreans, force them to run screaming from the turrets, we take over those gun positions, okay, that's done, bring in Delta Force and squad. What I mean by squad is we drop one guy at a time all over the country until there's about a million guys. And by squatting, the Koreans are disoriented again because they see guys raining out of the sky, and they're, what is going on with these, you know what I mean?
I've never heard this term, squad.
Yeah, just dropping guys.
You're dropping them one at a time out of helicopters?
Yeah, the helicopter is the air vehicle of choice because it swoops in and swoops out. It can move in and move out.
All right, Daryl, the big thing that America is looking at now, and I've heard recommended that the military be drawn from Europe and redeployed along the border, is a protection of the U.S. border. What, in your opinion, is needed there?
I think we need a group of impersonators. I think we need guys that can dress up as Mexicans, go into Mexico like they're just field workers, and then jump out of their costume and go, yeah, I'm American, you know, and have the weapon at the ready in case the Mexican wolves or whatever, the coyotes, in case the Mexican coyotes are themselves members of the Mexican military and they weaponize. Tunnel into Mexico, sending special forces operatives through those tunnels into Mexico, and then turn around and come back through again dressed as a Mexican peasant. So we have special forces operatives, special forces soldiers, and commandos such as myself dressed in the usual wear of a day worker from Mexico. And then when we get to the job where the guy hired us, we go, yeah, and we show weapons. We show weapons, we drop a weapon on everyone there, and we make arrests as is pursuant.
I don't understand that. What do you mean you make arrest? You don't go into Mexico, you come back into the United States.
Right, and we're arresting the people who are hiring these...
I see, so you'd be undercover as a Mexican illegal immigrant.
Yeah.
And you would arrest the guy that hired you.
That's exactly correct. That's what I do. And I think that would go a long way toward, you know, calming the ruffled feelings and the nervous energy and nervous stomachs of so many of these people in America who want action and are not really sure the kinds that they wish for.
Daryl Bakeman, here on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And we'll go to a phone call right now. This is Chris in Denver, Colorado. Go ahead, Chris.
Yeah, hi. It's Daryl, right?
That's correct, yeah.
Yeah. Well, your ideas about jumping out of a helicopter and jumping on Koreans with the scary-looking masks, you know?
Yeah.
What did you call that, going bagless?
You're bagless when you do not have a parachute.
Oh, that's right, okay. And when you jump onto the Korean, though, and you're wearing a ghoul mask and you're wearing a scary mask, what, you're supposed to scare them?
That would have the effect of scaring the Korean out of the tower. And then we would stand there in the mask and sort of raise our rifle as a signal. And they'd say, the code would be die, monster, die. And then, you know, the rifle in the air.
What do you mean the code?
I mean the code, the all clear, die, monster, die.
And what, is that a reference to the mask?
Yes, that's a reference to the mask. Did you have a specific question?
Yeah, what is your question?
Well, I want to know about a little bit more about this, because this guy you got on, I mean, you were in Delta Force?
God, I hate you.
Yeah, I don't think you're on the level myself.
Oh, well, I am on the level. You call up and asking me questions like that.
Yeah, okay.
Well, that was exciting, so thanks very, very much, Daryl Bakeman, from the I don't know where you're from.
I'm from the U.S. military.
Yeah, I know, but I don't know which branch or anything. You won't tell me.
I said I'm Zeta Force. I'm Zeta Force One. And that's at this particular time the only way that the only thing that I can tell you about what I do. So.
This is the world famous Phil Henry Show from the El Pacifico in Southern California. And it is General Galen Shaw filling in for Phil Henry today. We thank Daryl Bakeman for being on the show. He sounded as mentally impaired as far as I was concerned.
Yeah, I gotta say.
You know, and I don't know who booked him.
You did, bud. I did.
Well, that was... But I don't know whether we have to have an on-staff psychiatrist.
Well, anyway, the first tip-off, the guy was at Disneyland. All right, Vernon Dozier joining us now from the Radisson Hotel. Vernon is in his room of the Radisson there, and going to tell us about... Vernon, a very pleasant good day to you. Now, you're going to be enjoying yourself there as a reporter for the Phil Henry Show, or are you just there for the Super Bowl?
No, I'm just here for the Super Bowl. I don't... not reporting on anything. I got invited by Greg Greenboy, you know, one of my assistant coaches, and I got friends here in the area, so Mandy and I are up here right now.
Now, being there at the Super Bowl, you're in proximity to the principals, the players, the coaches, and I can imagine you reflect on championship games that you've been involved in.
Well, I mean, the championship games I've been in, that I've been involved in have got nothing to do. This is multi-billion dollar, you know, game.
No, I understand that, but the pressures of a championship game.
Well, again, it's not the same thing. I mean, there's big money involved here, and what I was involved in, this is no pressure that I was involved in. I got a trophy, and, you know, the parents pat me on the rear end, and I go off with, you know, maybe a pay raise of about $2,000 a year.
All right, okay, sorry I brought it up.
Well, you're not bitter about it, are you, Coach?
I'm not bitter about it, no, I did coach in the pros, and I'd rather not talk about it.
All right, let me ask you a question. Looking at these two coaches, you've got on the one side Doug Peterson, and he's going up against a guy that many people think is the greatest coach in the history of the game, a man who has won all those Super Bowls, a man who's won all those conference titles, basically a man who put the New England Patriots on the map as a real, you know, threat.
Let me interrupt you there, General, if I could.
Yeah, go ahead.
Bill Belichick is okay. I've been listening to how great he is for years, and you get tired of hearing it, you know. You get tired of hearing about Bill Belichick and how great he is. Now, he's a good coach.
Don't think the guy's a great coach?
Bill Belichick is the most overrated coach. I just want to hear all the time about how great Bill Belichick is. Because I don't think he's all that great. And on top of that, I don't think he's a very nice man. He looks like a boring, dull creep.
Why are you? You sound very angry.
Well, I'm not angry, but I wish people would call him out. Bill Belichick is a dull, boring creep who stands there and is rude to their reporters, won't answer their questions. They'll ask a question, go, we're on to Cincinnati, we're on to Cincinnati. And the same thing with that Brady kid. Everybody thinks he's just a cute boy. He's as rude as they get.
Tom Brady is a very, very, I think he's a very a mannered young man.
Oh, no, he's not mannered. That girl asked him about his hand, he goes, next question, I'm not going to talk about it, you know.
Well, that's his right not to talk about it.
Yeah, I know it's his right, but that guy, you just had on a man who is a soldier for the United States of America, and you guys laughed at him, and you questioned his choice of Disneyland, and, you know, made him look, and obviously the guy is mentally deranged, and you people just took it all over to the nth degree.
Look, I didn't know that man was mentally deranged, and I still am not sure if he was in the military.
That's what the brochure said.
What brochure? What are you talking about?
Get a list of talk show hosts. That from the publication, a brochure.
From the brochure?
What is this, a publication with talk show hosts?
Yeah, what do you think, I don't stutter.
No one thinks you stutter, bud. How do you know that man was in the military?
Because it said.
Oh, it said. Hey, bud, if I had a picture of me in that magazine and it said leprechaun underneath me, you gonna believe it? Well, what is that, a yes or a no?
But what do you believe it or not, bud?
No, of course I'm not going to believe it. It's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah, it's ridiculous for me to be a leprechaun, but the guy you booked onto the show today, a guy who's supposedly in Zeta Force.
That, bud, you should have seen that coming.
Well, I understand.
Yeah, you'll never understand, bud. You'll never understand.
Let's get back to you and Bill Belichick, because some of the things you're saying here, while I suppose you're entitled to say them, you know, you are getting up into the grill of a lot of Patriot fans, a lot of football fans. Many people admire Bill Belichick.
I don't care if people admire Bill Belichick. I think it's time to start telling people what they should know about this guy. He's rude. He's a bore. His tastes run to the perverse. He is...
Now, what does that mean?
I don't want to get into it.
You better watch it. You're going to get sued.
Yeah, I know. Everybody's going to get sued.
What do you mean his tastes run to the perverse?
Jesus.
Oh, well, Miss Gray, you're all interested in it.
If Phil had not directed me not to beat you...
Go on, let's go.
I mean, you're asking me what specific?
Forget it.
All right, I'll ask you.
He just looks to me like the kind of guy who has a sick mind, and he gets a whole lot of ideas in his head when he gets a room full of...
We're talking here with Coach Vernon Dozier about Bill Belichick. All of a sudden, this has become a Rip Belichick segment.
Well, I think it's time. Look, you know, you get these coaches...
Well, what about Peterson? You got anything to rip about him?
No, I like him. I think he's a great coach. And I'm going to make a prediction. I did already predict it's going to be the Eagles, and I think it'll be the Eagles because I think Peterson is going to out-coach Belichick. I think Belichick's done. I think he's burned out. He looks burned out. Guy never smiles, and everybody makes a joke out of that. But I would say to Belichick, I'd say, hey, you know, you're here at the pleasure of the fans. The people pay your damn salary, you know. And what do you do for it? You stand there looking like,
All right. Well, now what position did he? What position did you play again? You played.
I was a defensive back.
And what did Belichick play?
I don't think he played. You know, I think he was a coach all through his career. I think he was with the Browns. Then he was with, for a cup of coffee, the New York Giants or something like that. But I don't think he ever was a player. But you know, and he's got a boat.
Well, we're very sorry to hear that this has been a very disappointing Super Bowl for you, Coach. Given the fact that all of a sudden Bill Belichick gets on your nerves.
Well, you're looking. How do you spell the name Belichick?
I'm interested in names and the ethnic origin therein.
Okay, but when you do that with Bill Belichick, you make him look like he's a real big time. The guy is a dullard. And I've been trying to tell people this all week. No one will listen to me. Hey, when's Bill Belichick going to get here? I said, you don't understand. He'll get here, and you'll be bitterly disappointed. You'll go, hey, hi, Coach. Hi. And that's what he does.
Well, come on. The guy, you're telling me the guy, in and of himself, is boring.
Yes. If he wasn't head coach of the Patriots, he would just sit there staring at a wall all night. That's I'm telling you right now. He'd sit there staring, nursing the same beer, for 3 or 4 hours, and he's just thinking about stuff that he has to do. Laundry.
He's thinking about plays that he's designing for the Patriots.
Oh, no, sorry. No, he isn't. He's thinking about laundry he has to do. He's thinking about whacking it later on.
All right. Thank you very, very much.
That's Margaret Gray. I guess she's all done talking to you.
All right, well, Margaret, it was nice talking to you. I'm sorry I said whacking off, but that's what he does.
Right, but if... There are certain things we don't need to hear about.
I get it. But I think the fans need to know that Bill Belichick spends most of his time just paddling it and...
Well, what about the fact that this man is a superior coach?
What about it? How many times do I got to hear about that? So he's a superior coach. So what? But for being a superior coach and getting championships for the New England Patriots, I don't think the trade-off's very good. You know, in other words, he wins championships, but then he sits there, you know, spanking it. I don't know. There's something wrong with the guy. I don't know what it is, but...
Why don't you going to get to the bottom of it?
Am I going to what?
You going to get to the bottom of what's wrong with him?
What is that supposed to mean?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, figure out what's wrong with him.
Are you kidding me? You think I'm going to waste my time? Bill Belichick has had people's noses up his A.S.
Yeah, we get it.
Yeah. He's had people's noses up his you-know-what for so long that it feels normal to him. And why? Because he's a championship coach in football. But when you have the personality of a mailbox, when you are as personable as a sidewalk, when you stare off into space like you're catatonic, you're either catatonic or you're thinking about all the times you whacked off. Fuck.
Why are you frustrated? What's the main frustration?
The main frustration, what do you think it is?
That you never coach a Super Bowl?
There it is. I'll never get to coach a Super Bowl.
All right, now, you'll never get to coach a Super Bowl. Why is that a reason to run another man down?
Because it is. Because it just is. Because I can guarantee you, if I won Super Bowls, I'd be far more personable. I'd be giving interviews.
Hey, there's no question about that, Coach. We know how personable a guy you are, and we know how accessible you are. So there's no question.
All right, well, I'm just telling you. That would be my contribution. I would be excessive. I'd be thankful every day of my life. I'd think about how lucky I am, how fortunate I am that I've coached a Super Bowl champion. And I wouldn't sit there like Bill Belichick, staring at a glass of beer, bored out of his mind, thinking about, you know, paddling pony when he gets back to the hotel. I bet you he keeps a chart on how many times he whacks off. What do you think?
All right, Coach, thank you very much.
I mean, why would you cut me off?
Thank you. There he is. I was going to say that's Coach Bill Belichick. No, it isn't. That is Coach Vernon Dozier on the Super Bowl, and wound up a conversation about Bill Belichick and what Coach Dozier considers to be a pretty dull guy.
Well, I'll say that he's not a man who has given too much conversation, is he?
I think a lot of times when you some of these genius types, they're just real tight-lipped about stuff. Anyway, there's the program, folks. World-famous Phil Hendry Show, executive produced by Mr. Hendry, who, as we mentioned, is under the weather. He's got himself a little touch of the flu. He executive produced this thing from a sick bed for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
We will see you tonight for the chat. You didn't mention anything about that.
Oh, Jesus, I forgot. Tonight is the chat. Don't forget the chat.
And then, of course, the...
Oh, yes, and then the Saturday cinema.
Yeah, you got blowing it, you know.
All right, well, am I blowing it?